All right. Let's have a word of prayer. Now, Heavenly Father, we invite you to fill this place tonight with your glory and your wisdom and your great love. Father, when we leave tonight, may we know you better than when we got here. May we make an effort, a special effort tonight, Lord God, to perceive you with new eyes, a new heart, a new mind. That there's no one like you. Nothing can compare to you. Lord God, we lift you up. And we thank you for loving us so much. May we be ever mindful that without you, Lord God, we're a zero. But with you, we're more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. It's the anointing that protects us. And we thank you for all of that. Lord God, tonight we invite your presence and your anointing, Lord God, to speak, to hear, to think, to see, to understand the fruit of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit. Lord God, your will be done tonight. Holy Spirit, minister tonight to us. We need you. We need your help. We thank you for all that. Thank you, Lord, for these great people here tonight. They are the best of the all. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody said, amen. I don't have any announcements. Does anybody out here have an announcement? Mission Okolona is Saturday, right? And then Friday night as well. So, have you talked to Omar? Okay. All right. Free groceries. Lock the door, Larry. Don't let anybody out. Not yet. Is it cooked? Shoot, Freddie. Not cooked, but that's okay. Free groceries. Hallelujah. Well, make yourself available to free groceries. The grocery truck is here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's great, isn't it? Hallelujah. Now, y'all be sure and go out there and get it. Because we want this to happen again. Thank you, Sharon, Freddie. That's very, very gracious. And you give and you're going to receive. Amen. Praise God. I have to buy y'all a bigger deep freeze. Hallelujah. Anything else we need to announce? Food pantry? Margaret. Yeah. Caroline's shower is this Sunday.
No,
next Sunday. Not this Sunday, but Sunday week. Anyone wants to help with the shower on the 29th, just see Margaret, whoever else, and you're sure we'll be allowed to help. Amen?
Jimmy, that's the fifth Sunday, so we will not have lunch next.
Okay, that's the fifth Sunday. We normally have lunch on fifth Sunday, but we'll postpone that to October.
So I was asking about it.
Because it just, we can't do both on the same day. So anyway. So the baby's coming. Pastor appreciation and all this other kind of stuff can wait. Baby's on the way. That's right. Well, we'll announce that again Sunday, okay? Hallelujah. Anything else we need to announce? You need to announce that? Haley got to sit down. We announced it, baby. Yep, according to your mom. All right. Uncle Verdale will keep you straight back there. All right. He'll probably be coloring in a minute and take the book away from her. Okay. Anyone else? All right. Prayer request sheets going around? Okay. Who's got some good news? Jimmy, you got good news? You're leaving Friday morning. Are you coming back? Well, that'd be good news for us. They're going to up to the party at the ranch up the Bowman's and leaving Friday morning and be back, well, I guess, Monday, something like that. So they'll have a great time, and I know the Bowman's will take good care of them. So who all's going? Andy and Cindy and you and Diane? Okay. That's Andy's brother. Who now? Randy Parchman? Okay. Praise God. Maybe you can get him saved. Oh, yeah. Praise God. Well, that'd be great. We want to put you all on the prayer list tonight, too. Somebody write that down. Trip for our bunch to Cincinnati. If you can't spell Cincinnati, just put Bowman's. Okay. I can't spell Cincinnati either. So anyway. Who else got some good news? Is your air conditioner working good? That's good news. That's really good news. Did I see a little hand back there? Whose hand is that? Sarah Beth. Francis, what about it, girl? Wow. You want to show, you tell us how to do something? Well, maybe your mother can. Just tell your mother how to do math. That'd be good. You can.
1 + 1 = 2.
Hey, that is wonderful. Yay! 1 + 1 = 2. Okay, this is the deal. Friday morning about 8 o'clock. Is that right, Jeanette? They're supposed to deliver us a... Okay. I do, I know exactly. Supposed to deliver a new sectional couch here. So they should put it in the building for us, if I'm thinking right. Is that right? Or just a truck driver. So... we need help Friday morning, 8 o'clock. Somebody could someone unlock the doors, turn the alarm off, and maybe some hang around? I'm maybe back in town. I may not be. We're supposed to fly out tomorrow morning and come back sometime. Well. Just tell her put it off to next week. Oh, I know. I know. So that's part of the deal. So. Okay. Tell them bring it on. We got Lynn, Freddie, Danny, Jackie, and... y'all know how to get the alarm off, Danny, all that kind of stuff. So just, and are you going to be here? Are you going to be in? Okay. Okay. So if you could sort of, if we need to get in touch with somebody, see where they are or whatever, tell you, okay? Friday morning. Is that right? 8 o'clock. Thank you, guys and girls and all the other help. So anyway, that'd be 8 o'clock Friday morning. If I'm in town, I'll be here. Anyway, it's going to be nice. The one we got has leprosy and cannot be healed. You'll have to bury it. Who wants a leprous sectional? We'll give you one. So anyway, who's got a big gully at their house? We need to throw it away. You got one, Danny? What? Just a little late with the couch. Y'all need a couch on your patio outside, Betty? Okay. All right, we'll get it all taken care of. Thank y'all, guys, girls, and we appreciate that. And Jeanette, thank you for all your legwork. We're getting this at a really good price, so that's a good thing. Amen?
Amen.
All right, anyone else have some good news? Going once, twice? That's it. Andy, you got some music, our maestro? Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. And Lord, as we enter into this time, Lord God, to worship and adore you. Lord God, we do. I'll do that, sir. Yeah. Okay. Father, we thank you and praise you. And Lord, as we enter into this time, we want to just worship you with all that we have. Heart, soul, mind, and spirit. And Lord, we worship. We thank you. Thank you for the power of worship, the power of praise. In Jesus' name.
I can see the waters raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of those surrounding me. I can hear the sound of nations rising up. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that arose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commanded dead to wake, lives in us. His promises are true. In His strength, there is nothing we can't do. Yes, we know there are greater things in store. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that
Praise God. Let's give the Lord a big hand clap. Amen. Woo-hoo! Hallelujah. In Psalms chapter 8, verse 1, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength. Now, Jesus quoted that in Matthew and said, praise. Because of thine enemies, that thou mayest still the enemy and the avenger. You want to stop the enemy? Praise him. Praise him. Chapter 9, Psalms 9. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. Ooh, who's going to do it? I will. I will praise thee. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When, not if, when my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. Now, that's the Old Testament. Jesus accomplished all that for us in the New Testament. When we say in the name of Jesus, and we begin to praise Jesus and exalt Him, the devil falls and perishes. He has to flee. Amen. That's why it says in James, submit yourselves unto God and resist the devil, and he must, it implies, must flee as in terror. He's not just saying, okay, I'll see you later. No, he's running because he has no authority. Jesus has all authority, all power in heaven and in earth. Isn't that good news? So I'm going to praise Him tonight. What about y'all? Let's just jump up and praise Him. Amen? Let's just give God. Go ahead. Just do what God tells you to do. Because I know there's some people in our church that need help. They need a miracle. They need deliverance in every area of their life. Some are very sick. Some are very broke. Some are whatever. Relation. I'm telling you, let's praise God tonight that God is good and His ways are perfect and His ways are powerful, and we praise Him, and the enemy must stop. God's not teaching anybody a lesson by making them sick or putting a curse on them. No, He delivered us from all that. The devil is a troublemaker. Put him on the run. If he's on your finances, get him off in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Give away some groceries like Fred and Sharon doing tonight. I'm telling you, the devil don't like that. But the body of Christ, I'm telling you, God loves it. The praise of God's people cannot be measured. And the times we feel like praising the least is the time we need to praise the most. Amen? When someone calls up and says, well, I'm not doing too good. I'm down and down and down. Don't say, well, bless your heart. You know, I know how you feel. Don't say that. Just say, well, praise God. You know, you don't have to be obnoxious about it. But just praise God. Jesus is able to get us out of this. Amen? Yeah. He got me out. He'll get you out. Yeah. Let me tell you what Jesus did. He came from the dead. He's alive and well. Yeah. He walked the earth. He showed us by many infallible proofs He's alive. And He's alive today. We have the Holy Ghost to prove that He's alive. Amen? Because that is the promise of the Father that Jesus sent back. And Jesus is the baptizer of the Holy Ghost. We have God's Spirit. We are, our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Because Jesus lives, we have Jesus on the inside of us. Amen? Praise God. Give somebody a high five. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just need to get up and have a Holy Ghost fit. Yeah. We've thrown fits the other way before, haven't we? Yeah. And we got worse, brother. Yeah. We talked Sunday about the Macedonian call in Acts chapter 16, beginning with verse 6. And, we'll scoot over to verse 9, Acts 16:9. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. So it's a night vision. This is a supernatural. This is not something, not Mexican food he ate. It didn't settle with him. This is a night vision. This is, you look it up, it is a supernatural spectacle. He had a vision of what? We don't need to gloss over things when we read the Word of God now. He saw in the night, there stood a man of Macedonia, which is a region around Greece. A man was standing. And he was from Macedonia. And he prayed, or he cried, or he asked, he pleaded Paul, saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." Next verse says, Paul immediately began to make arrangements to get there. We don't need, God is speaking to us probably all the time. We don't hear Him all the time. This is a supernatural situation here, of course. And it needed to be attended to. People needed help in this nation, in this country. What did they need, Jackie? Did they ask for money? Did they ask for military or soldiers or anything like that? He called the preacher. He cried out to God, and God in His infinite wisdom by the Spirit of God, sort of like a hologram right in front of Paul's eyes in the night, he saw this man standing crying, "Come over here and help us." Paul said, "I understood that was the Lord." Look to never say, "I understand it was the Lord." Say it like this too. I understand that God has spoken to me too. And it was the Lord. And I'm going to do it. Okay? All right. Praise God. So, this is something supernatural. And we're not going to do it, but as you read on here, Paul begins to make his travels. They go from city to city to town to town. And they finally get to Philippi. And it was the chief city in the region. And the Bible says it was a colony. And the reason it's called a colony is because it was a Roman colony. I mean, this is a prosperous place. Got a lot going on for it. But they need help. Everybody say they need help. I need help too. All right? Praise God. So, what do we need? We need the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation. It sets the soul free. It breaks off the curse. It gets rid of things that are bad and causes good things to come. All things are new and are of God when the gospel, when the Lord Jesus comes into your life. Am I preaching good?
Yes.
Okay. So does anyone have any idea what happened to Paul and Silas at Philippi? Now this is Acts chapter 16. They ran into a demon-possessed girl, right? What happened then? Talk to me. Paul cast the devil out. He turned to the girl and told the demon to come out. And it did. Well, they got in big trouble because people were making a lot of money off this girl. So they carried him to the judges and in the court, the police. And they beat him and did all sorts of things and accused him and put him in the jail. And commanded the jailer to keep them. So they would not escape. And he put a lot of Roman soldiers around them. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, there's power in praise.
Yeah.
When I praise God, the enemy stops and has to perish. He thinks he's got me. But when I begin to praise God, he just tucks tail and runs. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen? What a mighty weapon we have, the power of praise.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what praise can do. It'll give you an earthquake. A good one. It'll open the prison doors. Paul saw that night vision. Never in his mind would he have ever thought he would wind up in jail going to Philippi. He thought they'd have the Colosseum rented out for him. No, he knew better than that. But he probably did not ever plan on a jail, a jailer, and an earthquake. And they were almost beaten to death. I love that song. Who wrote that song? Judy, you know that song. And do what? Right. Yes. And it is a powerful song. But, I they weren't just put in a nice air-conditioned room. They're down in a hole where the sewer runs through, and they're in stocks and chains. And they begin to do something. What'd they do? They begin to pray and praise. Under their breath. Out loud. Everybody say out loud.
Out loud.
I've been loud before. What about y'all?
Yeah.
I'm pretty loud right now, glory to God.
Yep.
Glory. Nothing to be ashamed of the gospel.
No.
It's your deliverance.
Yeah.
So we praise God who is our deliverer. Psalms 91. We begin to praise Him and thank Him. Pray to Him. The Bible says that all the other prisoners heard. And there was a shaking. Let me tell you something. When God confirms something to you in the supernatural, and you and I endeavor to do it, He'll do whatever it takes to get it done. If He's called you to do this, He's called you to do that, He'll give you the strength and everything you need to get the job done. In a mighty way. The hand of deliverance. How many of us have seen the hand of deliverance before? I guarantee in California you see it a lot. It's true. And those angels, my. Gloria Copeland said she had security with her all the time. Supernatural. The angels of God. So why can't we? Are they not there? Yeah, we just need to put them to work. Our faith makes everything work.
Yeah.
So they begin to praise God and thank Him, Paul and Silas. And there was suddenly a great earthquake. And all the prison doors swung open. That would have to feel good if he was in jail. And everyone, but they're still in stocks. Oh, no. Everyone's bands or chains fell off. That's what God does for us. And you know, sometimes when you're down and out, you begin to lift your hands, begin to pray and pray in the Holy Ghost. And you know what happens? There's an earthquake going on inside of you. Chains fall off. You get to feeling good. You're smiling, running, jumping, thanking God. What just happened? I had a Holy Ghost earthquake. I began to praise God and praise works. Amen? Hallelujah. And don't wait till the bad times to start praising. Praise Him all the time. It'll keep the bad times away. Amen? Ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Did I get that right? Okay. All right. So we got Paul and Silas in jail, and they had an earthquake. Everyone's bands were loosed. All the prisoners heard them. And the jailer ran in there to see what's going on, brought a light. They didn't have electricity. Can you imagine living without electricity? I can't imagine. But you know, they say if you don't got it, you never miss it. But we got it. I will certainly miss it. How many of you gone by when the power's been off, go by and flip the switch? Well, did you feel intelligent when you did that? I mean, really. Praise God, we got electricity, we got air conditioning, we got a beautiful... beautiful sanctuary. God, you're so good. So good. I feel good. I'll even look good, don't you think? You're supposed to say amen. Amen. Encourage me. Anyway, God is good. The jailer runs in. Paul says, and he drew his sword to kill himself. Paul said, don't hurt yourself. We are all here. God will send a great earthquake and keep you. Keep you safe. Notice it didn't say the walls fell down. It just said the doors came open. That's a good earthquake. A bad one, the walls would have fallen and it killed them all. That would not have been good. But the doors came open. Everyone's bands were loosed. And the jailer said something very important. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Now, I was talking to a man of great wisdom last night, maybe a night before, and he'd been doing some studying, and he said that he had learned that in that night vision, the man that might have been in that night vision might have been this jailer. Some study shows that. Could be, right? Because how did he know about salvation? He just heard him praising, thanking God. What must I do to be saved? Perhaps he wanted to be saved from the Romans. They were wanting to kill him. I don't know. But I know he asked the question. I know Paul said something. What did Paul say? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you and your household shall be saved. What a statement from the Holy Ghost. That just wasn't something they made up to put some have a little extra room in the Bible. That is a scripture from heaven. They're all from heaven. They're all inspired by the Holy Ghost. Hang on to them. You and your household will be saved. That's good news. So what happened? He took Paul and him in to his house, washed their wounds, tended to them, fed them. And then he said, y'all need to go. No, we're not going. Don't let the devil run you off. Well, we just get out of town. No, not if God sent you. We got to be a little ornery sometimes in the Holy Ghost. Because if we know it's God's will to be there, running is not God's will if we're supposed to be there. Amen? Till everything is set right. Who would have known that this night vision would produce such a crazy scenario that Paul and his followers were going through, and now they're going into Macedonia and they're preaching the word and they're doing other things? And Acts says that they went to one town and they went down to the river to pray on that Sabbath day, and they met a woman by the name of Lydia, who was a businesswoman. Wealthy businesswoman. She's a seller of purple. What color? Where's Sarah Bear? What color you got on, Sarah Bear? Purple. Hallelujah. Lydia was selling purple. That was expensive stuff. Amen? So, and she knew about the Lord, and she heard them, Paul and them talking and praying and sharing, and she got saved. Baptized and the whole deal. And her, it says, and her household as well. It's good to be raised in a family that goes to church. It's good to know somebody that knows the Lord. Amen. Because their prayers can mean much to you. And Lydia was so well off, she invited the whole group. It was more than just Paul and Silas. Luke and all the whole bunch was there. She said, come over to my house. Stay here a while. And they did. They were fed and the whole deal. Then they go on. They run into Philippi. And then this happens. You ever thought, man, I'm doing so good. I got news from heaven. Lynn, I know where I'm going. I could charge hell with a water pistol. Don't kid yourself. Stay focused on what God called you to do. They ran into this girl. Devil was cast out, and all hell broke loose. Well, I tell you what, this ministry stuff too hard for me. I'm just going to quit and go back home. I'm going to show up for church one night with my wife. Nobody's going to come, so we're going to quit. I'm glad we didn't. That's about 37, 8 years ago. Amen. Where were y'all at? But anyway, just praise God and keep going. Amen? So praise is powerful, but we want to see something here that from that night vision and Paul's eagerness to go and to accomplish what God had asked him to do, to bring help, to bring the gospel to these people. He went through all kind of stuff. The devil did not want him to get there. The devil wanted to kill him and Paul and Silas, but it didn't work. There was an earthquake in the devil's way. So, Paul says, no, we're not going anywhere. Tell them, they said, they sent word. The judges now sent word. Tell them to leave. It's okay now. They can go. Nope. You send it back. I'm a Roman citizen. And that put the fear of God in them. Yeah. So they sent word back, said, all's forgiven, excuse us. And they came and talked to them, and they left. Don't let the devil push you around. Don't let the devil run you out of town. Don't ever let the devil run you off your property. Don't ever let the devil run you off your assignment. Don't ever let the devil run you out of town. If the town's yours. If you're supposed to be there. Right? Or any time. He has no place in us. I'm telling you, God is so big. Ain't nothing can compare. Our mind, you can put all our great brains together. That's a little scary thought, isn't it? Whoa! Wonder what that would look like, Felicia. Whoa, hallelujah. You can put all our brains together, and it wouldn't even be a puff of wind compared to God. The most wealthy man in... Who's the wealthiest guy on the earth? Does anybody know? He owns Amazon? Well, he's a billionaire several times. Probably approaching a trillionaire. Do you realize, now just think about it, that man, let's say he's a trillionaire. What's that? 100,000, 100,000 million, something like that? Okay. I would like to have 1 million. This guy's got 100,000 of those things, equaling about a trillion. Do you realize that he is a pauper compared to God?
Yep.
And I am a child of God. Yes. So yes. I got an inheritance that's
right.
Way past that guy.
Right. Right. Yes.
And if we read the book right, the richest people on earth are supposed to be believers. Come on now. Yes. I'm supposed to stir up yourself and myself too.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're living below our means. Man, God's walking on streets of gold. Have you been on County Line Road South lately? It ain't gold line, is it, Keith? Our pothole don't even got gravel in it, glory to God. I don't think it's got a bottom in it. Anyway. This leads us back to what God led us into back in the spring. Coming up to the standard where the body of Christ, all believers should be. And we're not there because we don't know. We just don't know. We've never been taught that much. But the door is opening for this kind of revelation. The door is opening so that you and I will have enough boldness and faith to say, yes, Lord, I want to be everything you want me to be. And the true definition of prosperity is the ability to tap into God's resources whenever you need to get whatever you need and want. You don't have to carry around in your pocket. You don't have to have a suitcase full of money going with you. He's there. Of course, a lot of things go with that. Sowing and reaping. Partnership. A lot of things go with all of this. And we'll might get there in a minute. Anyway, it's important for us to realize who we are. All this is going to happen to these people from a night vision. A church is born in Philippi. The night that man, that Paul saw that man crying, come over here and help us in Macedonia. He said, yes. And he went, bringing the gospel to him. Because what? The gospel sets everyone's bands loose. He sets us all free. What if you had $1 trillion and going to hell? What if you had $1 trillion and you were bound up with cocaine? What if you had $1 trillion and your kids, you don't, or whatever? What if? Money doesn't make you happy anyway. We know that. Amen? The more we make, the more our wife spends. Thank you, Doug. Now, I'm going to give out some money. But I'm just going to give you a dollar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
She's going to get 75.
Hey, no. 100 of it. She's more than a conqueror, I guarantee you. These women know about these scriptures. Hallelujah. But do we realize who we are? And against all odds, against all adversity. See, but the good thing is, we do wrestle with flesh and not with flesh and blood, but principalities and power. They do buffet us. But Jesus is overcome. And that's what Paul knew. He's beaten. Probably beat to death, raised up more than once. But he kept on going. Something about being consistent. They tell me that you could put a rock under a dripping faucet. One drip. I think nature will prove this out. Some of these parks where these rocks are all got holes in them and all that kind of stuff, or the Grand Canyon, that sort of thing. A consistent drip will wear a hole in that rock. There's a key to this for us. Be consistent. Just be consistent. I'm a tither today, I'm going to be tomorrow. I'm a giver today, I'm going to be tomorrow. I walk in love today, I'm going to walk in love tomorrow. I live by faith today, I'm going to live by faith tomorrow. Amen? I'm going to please the Father. I'm going to obey God. I'm going to walk where He wants me to walk. I'm going to do what He tells me to do. I'm going to say what He tells me to say. I'm going to be surrounded. The fruit, the produce, the productivity of my life is going to be love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, meekness, patience, faith. All those 9 fruit. That spirit in you produces this stuff. When we yield to Him, He produces that. But when I don't yield to Him, I'm producing what I do. That ain't real good. Let me get a Brussels sprout. Who likes Brussels sprouts? Are y'all kidding me? I don't even like to look at them. They're nasty. Glory to God. Well, what's the worst food in? What does nobody eat? Who likes? I know somebody. Larry, you like sardines, I'm sure. Well, chitlins.
Yeah.
Burdell likes chitlins. It's all about how you cook them and clean them, baby. Stump, whoop, and creek clean. Oh, Lord, where'd we get off on this at? Get us back in the groove here, Lord. Well, quickly, let's go to Philippians chapter 4. Now, Philippi, the church there, never on the outside looked rich. But that don't mean they were poor. Because I'm going to tell you something. They were told something by the prophet of God, Paul, that we hadn't even scratched the surface of. It says here in Philippians, let's begin with verse 10. But I rejoiced in the Lord. Now, he's writing this letter now to this church where he was in the jail. And now years have gone by. He's in Rome now, in the jail in Rome. He's writing them a letter to Philippi, the Philippians, and they have sent him help, aid along the way. And he's writing back to them. And now they're a church now, but it's not like Corinth or Ephesus, but they don't have the people there. But anyway, just goes to show. We'll talk about that later. I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now, everybody say now, at the last, your care for me hath flourished again. So it's not the first time they've helped Paul out. It's good to help ministers. It's good to help the prophets and the apostles. It's good to help the body of Christ. It's good to help and promote the kingdom of God. Don't you think?
Yes.
have flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. In other words, you wanted to all the time, but you just couldn't get, you didn't have the opportunity to do so. And we've probably all been like that at a time too. I wasn't there or whatever. But anyway, that's what he said to him. Now, I speak in respect of want. Paul says, I'm going to talk to you now about me being in want. For I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therefore, therewith to be content. Because stuff don't make you happy. God makes you happy. I like being happy and having stuff at the same time. It's nothing wrong with it. That's God's will, okay? I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound, so he knows how to abound as well. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Verse 13. I can, let's say it out loud. Let's read it and make it personal. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. The anointed one and the anointing strengthen you. And strength, Jesus referred to it in the gospel as praise. I can do all things through Christ, the anointed. The anointing will protect you. Amen? Well, I am not anointed. Yes, you are anointed. You in the body of Christ? If you're full of the Holy Ghost, for sure, you're anointed to do what God's called you to do. He's not. He said, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you to be my witness in everywhere you are. Right? Well, that power is the anointing. And that anointing will protect you. It will protect you. God don't want you to be knocked out of this planet too soon because you have something to do. And sometimes our assignments are longer than others. I just sometimes think when my assignment's up, I'm going on to heaven. Why hang around? Glory to God. Have y'all ever have a time, God, I just like going home today? Well, that's okay. The Bible says we groan to be with Him. We groan to be with God, but yet it's good for me to stay because I need to do something here for Him and for you. Okay. I can, everybody say I. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ. I praise Him, strength comes. The anointing protects me. The anointing is the power of the Holy Ghost to do miraculous things. Amen? Your students well enough to know all that. Verse 14, notwithstanding, you have well done that you did communicate or give with my affliction. He said, I'm not getting on you. He said, this is just my life. I've learned how to do this. To have some, not have some. But you've done well. Why would he say that? Because he didn't want to hurt their feelings. He didn't want them to stop giving. He didn't want them to come across as unappreciative and thankful. He said, I've learned how to do it. But what you did was good. Notwithstanding, you have done well that you did communicate or give with my affliction. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel when I departed from Macedonia, did we talk about that place a while ago? Well, 30 years have gone by now, and they're still there. 39 years have gone by, and Faith Outreach is still here. God told us 40 years ago, and we're still here. Guess what? We're going to keep going because of the gospel, because we communicate, we give, we got seed in the ground, and it's going to keep on going. Amen? Okay. Know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I depart from Macedonia, no church. Everybody say no church.
No church.
That's talking about the local church. What part of no don't we understand? No, zero. Nobody. No other church communicated or gave with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. It's talking about partnership right here. They sowed seed. They gave into the apostles' life, into the furthering of the gospel. They did all they could, according, and they did what God told them to do, right? And he said, nobody gave to me. But that just isn't what he said. He said, gave and received. You see, let's just read the next verse. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity. 17, not because I desire gift, I desire fruit that may abound to your account.
Right.
Yeah. Glory to God, y'all. Faith Outreach sows lots of seeds in lots of ministries. Y'all sow seeds into this church. We're blessed. We're prosperous. Everything's paid for. Our air conditioner's working. Hallelujah. And we're going places. Amen? I say we're going places.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oklahoma can't hold us. Amen? There's an earthquake done happened. The doors done fell off. We're free to go. And he told us to anyway in Mark, go into all the world. I'm going to tell you, I like Oklahoma. I love Oklahoma. But it's not the whole world. We need to get our vision a little bigger. Now, Lord knows Oklahoma needs the Lord. Don't you think? But every town does. But our vision is on Him. Communicating, partnership, giving and receiving. Let's say giving. And receiving.
And receiving.
We need to put just as much faith on what we give, on what we're in the same amount of faith on the receiving end of it. Yeah. I'm giving, and I'm going to reserve it, get it back, 100-fold. 100-fold. Now who's a little bitty, scrawny, poverty church? Philippi. That bunch, they can't raise an umbrella. That's pretty poor, ain't it? Did you ever hear that before in Pontiac County? Lord have mercy. You need to move to Chickasaw. I love you, learn. Can't raise an umbrella. Did you know that, Lynn? Lord have mercy. These Pontiacans, they got to get some learning going on here. I might have got that in Lee County. Who knows? Dabs taught me that. Amen. No church communicate with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm of such mind and heart, and I know that you are too. If don't nobody give, we will. There's a lot of ministries, a lot of things in this world need help. We probably don't even need a night vision. We just need to do it. And we do. We do everything that we feel led to do as a church. And as your board. But he's saying here, man, nobody gave concerning giving and receiving but you. I desire fruit that will abound to your account. Everybody say, my account is abounding. It is abundantly full and running over. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. 18, but I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which... Now, other people call it different, but that's how I pronounce it, Epaphroditus. Anyway, the things which were sent from you, an odor of sweet smell... A sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But here comes the clincher. Let's go to that next verse. Now I'm going to tell you, this is Paul writing by the Holy Ghost. This is the Holy Ghost speaking through Paul as he writes this letter down back to that church in Macedonia where he got a night vision to go. And don't you know, boy, I'm feeling good. Glory to God. Lord, I thought we would die, but look what's happened. This church has helped me all these years, and they're the only church that's done it. And I'm going to tell you, Holy Ghost has got something laid up for them. And this is what the Holy Spirit said about you and Philippi. But my God, shall supply all your need, wants, desires, necessities, according to the stock market in New York, according to our collective salaries. No, no, no. According to His riches in glory by Christ, the anointed one, and His anointing, Jesus. Jesus made it all right. And because we're connected with partnership, because we're connected, we're partners, you're partners in the church, I'm partners here too, we tithe too. You know, not did y'all know not all preachers tithe to the church? I heard a collective, probably some preachers, not just speculation, don't even tithe it up. But my God, now who's rich now? You'd rather have God or what stuff can buy? Stuff can buy is very, very limited. There are people right now in the hospital. These ladies know, they're nurses. Money can't buy help. Like A.D. Blunt, my friend, told the guy, and the guy said, man, if I had your money, he said, money's nothing. Can't buy my wife a kidney. But she got one. And she got another one because that one didn't work. It's been there for a long time now. And she just got the Holy Ghost this past week. A week tomorrow night, about 9, 10 o'clock, she got the Holy Ghost. Now see, that's what happens when you obey the Lord and you get to go to Gulf Shores with your friends. So who's going to invite us to go now? But it was a divine appointment. Linda said, I knew it was coming this week. I knew this week something was going to happen. And it did. Your life is not an accident. It's not just coincidental, you know. No, there's a divine appointment on your life every day. How many know the scripture and have probably said it? The steps of a righteous man are ordered. Oh, I know that scripture. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory to God. I even preached on that the other day. But am I doing it? Probably not. I want to do what I want to do when I want to do it. I didn't want to cut the yard yesterday. But my wife said I had to. So I cut the yard. Huh? No, she really did. She just implied, you know. It's a look that you get. Doug, you know that look. If you're married to a Whitlock, you know that look. Glory to God. And I cannot understand Jim Repay. Married to Diane. Oh, God, I don't know. I can't get it. I mean, there's got to be flaming arrows come out of those eyes. Hallelujah. Judy, could you shed a little light on that? The call. And what we did Sunday morning. Was Sunday morning not awesome?
Yes.
Sunday night not awesome? And you can respond on how tonight is. But this is all tied in with that. Partnership, giving, sowing, growing in the kingdom, coming up, stepping up to where God wants to be totally, absolutely free. I want to write a check to somebody for $1 million that needs it. Have not because you ask not. Okay. The call is two parts. Jesus said, go into the world and preach the gospel. That's for everybody. Every born-again person. Mark chapter 16. Go and preach. I wish I had a ministry. You got one.
Yeah.
Are you in the world? Yeah? Well, you got a ministry. Go preach. and to make disciples. But there comes a time when God gives you a vision or confirms something by His Word through His Spirit that sets you apart, sanctifies you, sets you over here to do this, or to do that. That's a little different. Amen? But it forever settles the question. Everybody knows the world's a big place. And Dina read the scripture all by herself one night. Mark 11. No, excuse me. That's Brother Hagin. Hallelujah. Mark 16. It said, Dina, go in all the world and preach the gospel. Dina, I remember when I first got saved, I said I was going to do that. But the world's too big. I can't get everywhere. Have y'all noticed? It's too big. That's why we need each other. That's why we need a partnership. Well, I've overdone my stay. Hope I hadn't worn out my welcome. I did get a phone call yesterday. I was talking to a friend of ours, and he said, I heard a little chatter. I was going to get a cut in pay. I said, really? He said, yeah. You're not preaching anymore. Everybody's talking all the time. He's talking about Sunday night. And we were both laughing. Boy, what a time. And I said, just hang on. Fasten your seatbelt. God's taking us to places few people have ever been. We hadn't been there. We've been in some pretty good meetings before. But Ann and I were talking about Sunday night. I cannot describe it. Y'all are simply the best, and God's even better. And we lack no good thing. We come behind in no good thing. But my God shall supply. Shall is a strong word. One of the strongest words in the English language. Shall. I mean, He's going to do it. Supply all my need according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. If I've been consistently sowing and reaping. That's what He told the church of Philippi. The other churches weren't in on that so much. They didn't participate. But we're persistent. Participating in the ways of God. Y'all ready to go home? I'm just wanting to stay all night. Ann's ready to go home. Everybody say, Ann, go home. Chickens. Let's bring those prayer requests down. So y'all are more afraid of her than me. Let's bring those prayer requests down. We'll pray for those. Well, I had a good time. I don't know about y'all. It's always good. Boy, we got the 18. We got the girls on board tonight.
And Diane Jackson had to go to the doctor.
Who?
Diane Jackson.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Bless you.
I want to do that more often.
An earthquake.
That sounded good with the microphone on, didn't it? Y'all thought that was all me. Woo! Woo! Gail Center, we pray for them too.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Everybody in Houston, Texas. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we lay our hands on these list of names, precious people, Jesus, You died for every one of them.
Yes, thank You, Jesus.
We pray, Lord God, that You would stop the avenger and the enemy and cause them to perish in their sight. Father, we just want to thank You and praise You. As we praise, the glory goes up, power comes down. Thank You, Lord God, for stopping the enemy from stealing, killing, and destroying. Right now, devil, you go!
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Father, bring healing, deliverance, power, victory, whatever they need. We thank You for it. And Lord, for those that are sick tonight that I know about, Lord God, I thank You for healing them. And the devourer is rebuked. He has to flee. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, your word says believers lay hands on sick and they shall recover. Lord God, we're doing it right now. And they are recovered. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Tell 14 people you said hello and that you love them.